the angry winds are blowing, and the storm is all around. Oh, how sweet it is in knowing that a refuge I have found.
I stand upon the blessed holy rock of ages, and safe within,
His shelter I will be.
The winds may blow,
and the angry storm all around me rages upon the strong.
Yes, I stand upon the Rock of Ages, music by the Kingsmen, and welcome to Gospel Time. I am your host, Dave Rigg, and during this hour, it'll be my privilege to bring to you the Gospel of Jesus Christ in song. And we continue with the music here on Gospel Time. Here's Brian Free and Assurance. This is called Jesus Came Out Alive.
They hung their heads in sorrow, Jesus their Lord. No reason to live tomorrow. 11 bowed down and cried. Then Mary ran down the dusty road, crying, Peter, come see where he lay. For I've seen the Master outside. Hands that were riven, touch his side, I will never believe. Then an awesome presence filled the place. Jesus appeared in the room. Thomas declared it, my Lord and my God, you're risen today from the tomb. Oh,
Jesus came out alive. Dispel the gloom when Jesus rose that day.
Yes, he did. Jesus came out alive. We serve a risen Savior. Brian Free and Assurance on that song. And here we go with more gospel music from the Dixie Melody Boys.
What a wonderful glad homecoming gonna take place on the Golden Shore.
And when I lay my burdens down,
there I'll see the sweet face of loved ones, and I'll bow at the feet of the Lord.
When I lay
to a mansion built for me,
when I lay,
my burdens down.
Well, I kinda got a homesick feeling, and I'm thinking that it won't be long till I lay,
my burdens down,
and join into the victory chorus, singing praise round the Master's throne. When I lay,
my burdens down. A mansion built for me,
when I lay,
my burdens down.
When I lay,
my burdens down.
And put
my golden crown. After with Jesus I shall be, moving to a mansion built for me.
From Kinston, North Carolina, a name that has been around in Southern gospel music for many, many years, the Dixie Melody Boys, Ed O'Neill and his group there, When I Lay My Burdens Down. Now here's a song from a group out of Clinton, Tennessee, the McCamies, The Old Love Letter.
I found an old love letter that was written just for me. It told me how much I am loved, sweet and tenderly. With a broken heart I read each line of God's love for me. It was written by a nail-scarred hand at Calvary. Oh, how this old love letter spoke to my heart and soul. I was captured by every word as I watched his love unfold. With special care he wrote it down for all eternity. It was written by a nail-scarred hand at Calvary. I found the old love letter, the pages stained with red. I am yours eternally, is what the postscript said. I treasure my letter that he nailed upon that tree. My tears stain its pages every time I read. Oh, how this old love letter spoke to my heart and soul. I was captured by every word as I watched his love unfold. With special care he wrote it down for all eternity. It was written by a nail-scarred hand at Calvary. Oh, how this old love letter spoke to my heart and soul. I was captured by every word as I watched his love unfold. With special care
was written by a nail-scarred hand at Calvary. With special care he wrote it down for all eternity. It was written by a nail-scarred hand at Calvary.
Do you remember when you fell in love? Do you remember the letters that you used to get from that woman or from that man? What do you think that person would have thought if you hadn't taken the time to read those precious love letters from that person who loved you and you loved him or her? Well, you see, God loves us. And many of us don't take time to read his precious love letter that he has sent to us, the Bible. Isn't that a shame? Well, let's continue with the gospel music. Here's a group out of Evansville, Indiana. They call themselves Keros. This is called The Great Exchange. You're listening to Gospel Time. Great Exchange by Keros from Evansville, Indiana.
You're listening to the Gospel Time Radio Network.
Welcome to Religions R Us. Are you here to buy Dr. Shami's new book, Mini Roads, One Destination?
Mini Roads, One Destination?
Yes, it's a celebration of the truth that all religions of the world lead to the same destination.
Are you saying all religions are true?
Of course. All religions have the same message, love one another.
But they say very different things. They can't all be true.
Well, it's like describing a door. One person may describe the beauty of the wood. Another may describe its golden hinges. Both, in their own way, describe truths about the same door.
Yeah, but if they don't tell you how to open the door, you'll never meet the person on the other side.
What do you mean?
Jesus said, I am the door. Whoever enters through me will be saved. Other religions might tell you to love others, but that won't get you through the door.
Jesus wasn't a very open-minded individual, was he?
I think he was just telling the truth.
A message from Lifeline Productions.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Something is wrong with America. She once held the Bible as her conscience and guide. But we've allowed those who hold nothing to be sacred, like Sodom of old, to push morals aside. Where are the men once stood for right, and the women who championed their cause? We must return to the values we left before this country we love is totally lost.
We want America back.
America, but I do not love what she has become. Scripture says, blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord, and America has forgotten the godly foundation upon which she was built. Something is wrong. Our children are asked to attend public schools that in many cases resemble war zones, without even the most basic right of any soldier, the right to pray to the God of heaven. Many times, the wild-eyed, drug-addicted, gun-carrying teenager is allowed to stay in school while our Supreme Court decided to expel God from the classroom over 30 years ago. Something is wrong. Television daily bombards the senses of our nation with the idea that wrong is right, that the abnormal is normal, that the abhorrent is acceptable, and that what God calls an abomination is nothing more than an alternate lifestyle. And it's had an effect. 30 years ago, the number one television program in America was the Andy Griffith Show. Look what we have today. Something is wrong. When our government can pass out contraceptives to children in school without parental consent, and yet the Gideons can no longer pass out the Bible on campus, something is wrong. When our leaders can say to your children and mine that premarital sex is all right as long as it's safe, yes, something is wrong. And I, for one, am ready for a change. I will say to my government, I'm not raising dogs at my house. I'm raising children created in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. And I'm going to teach them the Bible. If the Bible says it's right, it's right. And if the Bible says it's wrong, it's wrong. The only hope that America has is that godly men and women of character will stand together as one mighty army and declare to the immoral, the impure, the obscene, and the foul, your days of unlimited access to the minds of America are over. The army of God that has been silent too long is taking America back.
We want America back. That was music by the Steels. And, of course, the Steels are an excellent singing group. Jeff Steele and his wife Sherry Steele and Danny Jackson. And they're from Hendersonville, Tennessee. And that's a great song. We Want America Back by the Steels. I've had several requests for me to play that song. And we're glad to do it for you today here on Gospel Time. Now we get back into the music with this song from the Roops. This is called Under His Wings.
Under his wings, and there he covered me.
great singing from the Roots under his wings. Yes, more music now from Karen Peck and New River, the Little Country Church. Country Church, Karen Peck and New River. Well, the Gospel Time Network is going to take a short break right now, but don't you go away. I have more gospel music for you right after this.